This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia and Ukraine's foreign ministers failed Thursday to agree on any measures to ease a conflict that has trapped hundreds of thousands of civilians in Ukrainian cities and sheltering from Russian air raids and shelling. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is backing calls for an international war crimes probe of Russian actions in the Ukrainian invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Harris is condemning yesterday's bombing of a maternity hospital in Ukraine.
Pregnant women going for health care? Being injured by a missile, a bomb?
While she stops short of directly accusing Russia of war crimes.
Absolutely, there should be an investigation.
Saying Vladimir Putin's forces have committed atrocities against civilians. Harris spoke during a visit to Poland, which has taken in more than half the 2 million refugees who have left Ukraine. Poland's president warns of a refugee disaster if his nation does not get more aid to help those fleeing the violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Eastern Europe is bracing for a surge of refugees from shelled towns and cities in Ukraine as fighting following Russia's invasion intensified, and the United Nations said more than 2.3 million people had now fled the country. Ukraine had hoped to start evacuating civilians through 7 humanitarian corridors on Thursday, a day after it said a children's hospital was hit in a Russian airstrike. But Ukraine's foreign minister said Moscow had refused during talks Thursday. And Germans have offered up to 300,000 private homes to house refugees from Ukraine following the invasion. The ministry is cooperating with 2 nonprofits to assign refugees to housing offers, it said Thursday. This is VOA News. Washington warns of possible chemical weapons attacks by Russia in Ukraine.
The Biden administration is warning that Russia might escalate its attack on Ukraine with the use of biological or chemical weapons. The administration says Russian assertions this week that Ukraine is running chemical and biological weapons labs supported by the United States could be laying the groundwork for such an attack. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable.
The Russian-born conspiracy theory about U.S.-run labs in Ukraine has been picked up by Chinese state-controlled media, and it's spread to online message boards popular with COVID-19 conspiracy theorists and far-right groups in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland Thursday said the Justice Department will not shy away from controversial or politically sensitive cases, apparently responding to critics who want criminal charges against former President Donald Trump and his allies. Garland, a day before his first anniversary as the top U.S. law enforcement official, addressed the issue in comments to reporters ahead of a meeting with senior department officials. The House of Representatives Select Committee investigating last year's Capitol attack by Trump supporters seeking to block formal congressional certification of his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden accused the former president last week of illegal conduct. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the spread of COVID-19 cases was declared a pandemic, and health experts say they've learned so much since then. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
2 years after the pandemic began, questions still remain about the coronavirus, including its origin and long-term effects. But health officials know a lot more about how to keep COVID-19 under control and allow for normal life to resume. Now, safe, effective vaccines are readily available in most parts of the world, and there are treatments for those with severe symptoms. Antiviral drugs, often combined with anti-inflammatories like steroids, and even manufactured antibodies to attack the virus. And researchers have come to understand the virus mainly spreads through the air, so wiping down surfaces became less of an issue, while mask wearing and good ventilation still remain the best preventive strategies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration will extend requirements for travelers to wear masks on airplanes, trains, and in transit hubs through April 18th as public health authorities review when mask requirements should be dropped, an administration official told Reuters. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.